Because you're making Prabhupada, you're making Krishna your order supplier, and there's no connection there. It's like the supermarket lady who checks out your boga. You know, there's no connection. It's just like, okay. So anyway, so the purpose of everything is connection, according to this verse. And Prabhupada talks about Kanishta, of course. Prabhupada's verses, I mean, his commentaries are just chock full of stuff. It's amazing. Prabhupada's books are amazing, you know, just like, you really have to dive deeply in it. And then, of course, the Majjhimadikari, he makes differences between, you know, those who are innocent, those who are envious, but and the Supreme Lord and the devotees. And so he makes differences, but he doesn't see differences. You know, one time I was talking to one of my godbrothers, and he said a Majjhimadikari is supposed to preach to the innocent and hate the envious. The Prabhupada never says that, and that's not what the books say. A Majjhimadikari is compassionate to the envious, but he doesn't have the power to do anything about it. Yeah, that's the only difference. And an Uttamadhikari is connected to everybody. That's interesting. An Uttamadhikari experiences connection with all living entities all the time. And the Supreme Lord. All right, any questions? Whew. I think we got only have about 9 more minutes left. So we'll just take questions now. Yeah.
Just to make sure if I understand correctly, do we see enemy images because we do not see with other needs?
Yeah, all right. His question was, do we have enemy images towards other people, which we call diagnoses, you know, which we went over yesterday. Diagnosis is, you know, you are this, you are that, you, I hate you. Or I love you. But anyway, so... First of all, because we're not in touch with our own feelings and needs. The most important thing is to actually understand, which we're going to hopefully go over in the next day or two, what feelings are and what needs are. You know, feelings are not judgments. You know, feelings are things that come from the heart. I feel sorry, I feel happy. And judgments are things like, I feel like you're an idiot. You can use the word feel. I feel betrayed. Right? That's a big one. But that's a judgment. That's from the head. The main thing is to do some Kundalini yoga and to bring your... That's a joke, but you know, bring the Kundalini down to this level. Because we as devotees are really up there, you know. It's overheated. The brain is overheated. So everything's judgmental. Like I said, the first day I said we have different judgments for every particular situation, every type of person, and names and things like that. So we have to get to the platform of just feelings, you know, being in touch with our feelings, and then connect those feelings, which always come from needs, fulfilled or unfulfilled, and connect with the needs. Then we're not going to be, as we talked about yesterday, denial of responsibility. We're not going to say, you made me angry. You know, or the coronavirus made me angry. Because I can't go out anymore. This coronavirus. And, you know, it didn't. I have a need for freedom. Don't blame the poor coronavirus. Because the coronavirus is just trying to survive like you and me, right? Just trying to reproduce, you know. And have its little baby coronaviruses all over the place. You have to be empathic, right? It must be a living entity, right? Even though it's just some mRNA. It has, it does, you know, reproduces. Anything that reproduces and grows and, you know, eventually dies, is a living entity. If you go into a cell, like an individual cell in the body, you'll see there's many living entities in each cell. There's a, because I've studied cellular biology, there's something called a kinesin. You've heard me talk about kinesins before. It's an entity that has legs. Anyone knows about this?
You showed us.
I showed you, yeah. It's a living entity that walks inside your cell, and it carries the garbage. It's the garbage man. It carries the garbage from one part of the cell to another, and if something gets in its way, it goes around it. It has legs. Seriously. It walks like that. That's a kinesin. So it must be a living entity. Can you imagine how many living entities there are? And they're all trying to fulfill their needs. I don't know what kinesin's needs are.
To serve.
To serve, yeah. Connect. Connect. In each, how many cells do we have in each body?
Too much.
Too many. Billions and trillions of cells. And each cell, there's many of these kinesins in each cell. Oh my God, it's frightening, isn't it? And so, all these living entities are just trying to fulfill certain needs. But you're a living entity, and you have certain needs that you're trying to fulfill, and you have some feelings. And so the idea is to not deny responsibility for your feelings or your anger. You know, be in touch with it. Don't repress or suppress. The problem with repressing and suppression is that it comes out eventually. You know, if I get very angry at Adi Purusha because I married the wrong wife or something. It's my fault. Anyway, so if I get very angry with him because he's not listening to me, then I know I'm the guru, I'm not supposed to get angry at this. Okay. I'm not going to get angry, but I'm suppressing. Repressing. And suppressing, because I'm in denial. So I'm keeping the anger down. That's one way of controlling anger, isn't it? Breathe deeply. Okay, I'm not going to yell at him. When you breathe through the nose, it actually calms you down. Okay. Then one day out of the blue, I'll get angry with him. for actually no reason. He'll just like say something that, you know, innocent thing, because I've been suppressing or repressing that anger. So instead of repressing or suppressing anger, get in touch with it. I am angry. And now you don't have to say that. I am angry. But you internally, you know, you process that with yourself. You look in the mirror. I am angry. Make some faces at yourself. It helps. Body language. Connect to yourself through body language. Like that. I am angry. And I'm taking responsibility for my anger. I'm the one who's responsible for the anger because my need, whatever that need is not being fulfilled. Okay. But I'm responsible. I don't hate him because I'm responsible. I don't hate myself either. I'm a demon because I'm angry. I'm not fulfilling the proper duties of the devotee. The devotee doesn't get angry. Where does it ever say the devotee doesn't get angry?
It does say freedom from anger.
Yeah, but freedom from expressing improperly the anger. So a devotee, I'm probably got angry. So, and Prabhupada is a devotee. He's a devotee. And so you get in touch with the anger. You know, take responsibility for it. And then you're able to function with a clear mind, a clear heart. You're not blaming. In other words, That's the proper way to Vajravegam, Manasakravegam, Jivavegam, Rupasthavegam. To understand, you know, where your feelings are coming from. For example, I'm angry because I've been eating for food. So, you take a strategy, go and eat. Confirmed. So, anyways, yeah, do you have a question?
I'm trying to put it into, like, practice in my mind, and I stumble over situations when somebody's actions seem to be objectively wrong, and then I feel entitled not to even try to kind of accept them. You know, like, let's take something very, like, hyperbolized, Hitler. Would I go trying to, like, yeah, okay, what his needs are, would I go to, like,
well, I mean, you got to protect it. You have a need to protect yourself and protect people, so sometimes there's a need for violence, yes. But in retrospect, after you've taken care of your need, which is actually urgent at that particular point, you know, killing Hitler, that's urgent. In retrospect, you can look back, you know, what was his need that he was trying to fulfill. It's not, I mean, certain circumstances, you've got to act right away to protect your needs.
More like normal situation. Let's say you said pick someone you can really say you hate. I had a boss in my previous job years ago. I could say that what I feel towards him is pretty close to hatred. Like, when do I know? Like, how do I understand? Am I supposed to try to understand here, or am I supposed to say, okay, this is like absolutely wrong? We're not trying to understand needs here. We're just like quit job or, like, you know, take some action.
Well, it depends on how urgent the situation is.
Let's say in the marriage situation you gave, you know, like, you know, go cook and, you know, talk when I tell to. Sounds rather urgent, but, like, when do you know when to just go or when?
That's a question of judgment. I mean, sometimes it's urgent situation just to protect yourself, that you're not going to have the time. Like, you're being threatened in many ways. Sometimes you're not going to have the time because your whole balance, your whole life is actually in danger. Sometimes, you know, like you mentioned, there's someone like Hitler. You know, there's a lot of variety or shades between Hitler and your boss. But, but it's a question, you know, just like judgment, it's a judgment call. Sometimes you just understand that situations are not going to work.
That's so difficult, because once I'm in the situation, I tend to see things very much hyperbolized. Like, okay, about this person, some years have passed, and I still think, okay, that was objectively just for people. But with some people, I think, like, okay, I could have done it much better, but I only understand it 2 years later.
Yeah. So sometimes we make mistakes. You got to use your own judgment. Sometimes things are just, well, most of the time things are judgment calls. Judgment calls is what you have to do. But long term, to process something like that, you know, even if you have to make a quick decision to separate yourself from the situation, then to process with connection, ultimately. I think we have to end because it's 1 o'clock and I have meetings from 1 to 1:30 and I have another GBC meeting at 1:30. That I have to attend. And then I have other meetings, other parties I have to go to. And then after that, I have another. What do we do? I don't know. And then I have to eat. And I have to allow a devotee to cook for me. I have to sleep. What else do I have to do? And I can't go swimming like the rest of you.
Oh.
Because I have to do all these things. What a horrible life. No. I'm choosing to do all these things. And if I chose to go swimming, I could go swimming. But I'm choosing because I feel very much connected doing my responsibility. Right. And I like doing what I'm doing. And I also like swimming, but Chris is not allowing me. And the rest of you get to enjoy life. And I don't. No, I'm enjoying life because I love serving Prabhupada. It helps me connect with Prabhupada. So I wouldn't, by my nature, ordinarily enjoy going to meetings. But because I am thinking that I'm choosing to do so to connect myself with Prabhupada and his mission, then it becomes a source of pleasure more than swimming. Although I like swimming. Someone's going to get me a baby pool here so I can splash around a little bit. That would be nice. Which one of you want to get me a baby pool? So, I'm just joking. Okay, so we better get going. Who's meeting with me now?
Danilo.